8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
They call him Flipper, 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 Flipper
That was They Call Him Flipper by Joshua Freed, who goes by Radio Wonderland and performs with a giant boombox as his source material, scanning the airwaves to create danceable radio art. We'll hear back from Joshua Freed later in the show, but next we're going to hear from Conflux Coldwell. In 2023, he released an album called Music for Installation that included several long works from his career, and it included Dead Air, a live performance at the Residium exhibition at Left Bank in 2017. He used three broken radios, a sampler, and a delay pedal, all played and recorded live in a former church, to make this recording of Dead Air on the Radio Art Hour. That was Dead Air from Conflux Caldwell, a 2017 radio artwork. We're going to finish the Radio Art Hour today with another work from Joshua Fried, who goes by the name Radio Wonderland. It's a collaboration with another radio artist, Todd Merrill. Here is Pistol Shrimp from Joshua Fried and Todd Merrill on the Radio Art Hour.
Music.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.